Okay.
You can jump in anytime you want. My tape recorder to go.
Can you talk about Brian Kelly a little bit? You were recruited by him, correct?
Yeah.
Can you talk about how he is as a coach? What the transition was like between going to him?
Coach Kelly was, him and Coach Jones were, you know, kind of separate, different kind of coaches, and their style was different. Coach Kelly was more of a sit back and watch, and Coach Jones is a more in your face type of guy.
Okay.
And Coach Kelly's like that with his quarterbacks, but other than his quarterback, you know, he wasn't really.
Did you have much interaction with Coach Kelly being on the defense? Did he have a lot to do with it?
Not a lot, but usually if you had to talk to Coach Kelly, you were in trouble. So. Coach Jones, you didn't know what you were getting if you were talking to him. So. Okay.
Derek, are you a 4-3 tackle, 3-4 end, nose?
I'd play it all. I'd play whatever they want me to play. It's pretty simple. Just
you feel like you're capable of playing all of those positions?
Yeah, I feel most comfortable at the 3 technique and at the 3-4 defensive end. Those are the two positions I like the most.
Derek, just wanted to ask you, given your background at Cincinnati, how much you know of Mike Wright, if anything at all?
Everything I've heard is good. How he's a hard worker and, you know, he's just the type of guy that you'd want to model your play after. So, you know, his motor and everything.
Have you ever seen
him? No, I've watched a little bit, but he was before my time at Cincinnati. So.
And how would you describe yourself just in terms of a pass rush from an interior position along the line?
Just try to be relentless. It's just that if I that's what I would like to be seen as, is a relentless pass rusher. So.
You got added at the Senior Bowl late, right?
Yeah.
For Still?
Yeah.
Did you get any feedback on how you played at the Senior Bowl?
Nothing bad, so I assume it was all good.
How do you feel about playing a 3-4 versus 4-3?
It's football. It's all football to me. You know, if they want me to play 3-4 defensive end, then good. But if they want me to play the 3 technique, okay, cool. So it really doesn't, you know, make a difference.
But in college, you were...
I played both. We were 4-3 and a 3-4, so we did both. Like, we had the same, you know, packages and you know, third down, a lot of times I'd be on the edge. So and first and second, I was inside, so...
What do you think allows you to have so much success versus the pass for making plays this year?
My motor. I think my motor and my, you know, just, you know, I matured as a man coming from a junior to a senior and, you know, went from a strong boy to a stronger man. So that's pretty much what happened.
You contemplated, you know, whether to come out early and to come back for another year.
Yeah.
Reflect on that now. Do you feel like that was the best move you can make?
That's probably the best decision I ever made in my life. Because I was trying to make an emotional decision at the time, and it was smart to sit back and think about it and listen to the people that knew what they were talking about. That's pretty much what I did.
How do you see yourself as a different player after that final year?
I'm not a selfish player, and you know, when I learned how to be happy for, you know, my teammates' success and not just worry about myself, a lot more things started going my way. I try to live by that now.
So you changed an attitude as much as your body and your physical.
Yeah. And, you know, I trained hard before, but, I trained probably 2-3 times a day no matter what. I was breaking in the weight room, and just any chance I could get in there, I was in there. So that's just the things that I try to take that next step to become great, not just good.
Did you ever watch film of yourself a year before and later to see
the difference? I can't watch it. It makes me sick.
Oh.
I honestly can't watch it. It's not... It doesn't seem like me out there, you know what I mean? Because I'm not running the ball, I'm not playing like I know how to play, so I don't like to watch it.
Did Connor Barwin give you any advice at the end of this week?
He always, you know, anytime he's home, you know, he gives me some advice, you know, just keep working and tells me how the combine's going to be and tells me this and that. And he did, you know, just little bits and pieces he can. Jason Kelsey also, you know, I talk to him a lot, so those guys all, it's nice to have the guys like that coming around all the time. And us having an indoor in the weight room we got and the training staff we got, anytime those guys have something wrong with them, they come back and you get to talk to them. So.
What did you think about the season that Connor had this year?
How come he didn't make the Pro Bowl? That's all I wanted to know, is how come he didn't make the Pro Bowl.
But, all right. Any teams talking to you about playing outside linebacker?
I haven't heard anything about the outside linebacker part. But, you know, a couple teams asked me if my hips are good enough to drop, and I told them they're going to have to watch me, you know, when I get out on the field, and that's their decision if I can do it or not.
Are you going to be doing linebacker drills here?
No, I'll be doing all defensive line drills.
Okay.
Some of those are, you know, dropping and doing random things, but I think I could drop. I don't know if I'm good enough to play the outside linebacker full time, but I think if I had to get back there and do it, I could.
Did you do that at the Senior Bowl at all?
No, I played strictly defensive end and defensive tackle at the Senior Bowl.
Derek, I'm sorry I'm for not being familiar with your past, but when you say you honestly can't watch it, it's not me out there. To what were you referring?
To my junior season. My junior season.
You decided to stay in one more year, right?
Yeah.
And so apparently there was a lot of growth between those 2 years.
Yeah.
When you look at your junior year, you don't like what you see?
No, I don't like it at all.
What don't you like?
I just don't like the effort. It wasn't enough effort, and I thought I was playing hard, but once I learned how to actually play the game right, things started to come around.
One more thing about Connor. Have you talked to him at all about the possibility of playing with him in Houston, and what do you think about that defense? What do you think about playing?
I told everybody from Houston I've talked to that I modeled my game after J.J. Watt, so I'm actually competing with his numbers here at the combine. I think my height and weight were the exact same as his, and we're going to see if we can get that 40 a little lower and the shuttle and stuff. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm trying. That's who I'm competing with, honestly. Is him, because that's the type of player I look at myself as being.
You said the difference was that you learned how to play the game junior to senior year?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means that you play every snap like it's your last snap. You don't, you don't give up on any play. You would go as hard as you possibly can every play.
And who was the teacher of this lesson?
Coach Jones and Steve Stripling were the two guys that beat it into my head that if you want to be great, this is what you got to do. And I said, okay. And instead of being, trying to figure out my own way to do it, I just took their advice. And everything I did in the weight room and training wise, boxing, all the hip mobility stuff, everything I did just kind of came together for me my senior year.
All built around that theme of don't give up on any play.
Yeah, my mental toughness of just. I always say that I'm going to take someone to where I've been before, but they've never been. So I know what it's like there, and I can handle it, but they can't go there with me. That's what I try to do every game. It's just a chess match, and whoever wants to give up first, it's not going to be me.
Is that just building the habit?
Yeah, it's
and
an
once
attitude.
You're in
it's just an attitude. And I just try to take their will. By the fourth quarter, I feel like I'm unblocked. And if I'm standing there with my no hands on my hips, and I'm standing there straight faced, and he's over there got snot coming out of his nose, then I know that I got to beat.
You say by the fourth quarter, you what?
The fourth quarter, if he's as long as he doesn't see that I'm tired. It doesn't look like I'm tired. I know I got him beat because you can tell in their eyes. You can tell that they got snot bubbles coming out of their nose, and You know what it's like when it's freaking 75 degrees out and guys are dog tired. But you just stand there with a straight face and don't put your hands on your hips and don't bend over. And it's just beating them every play, just beating them mentally every play.
So you may be standing there just as gassed, but there's no way you're bending over.
There's no way I'm letting them know that.
Yeah.
No way. Not even when I get no way. And I'm going to run to the ball as hard as I did on the first snap, the last snap. So.
Derek, how much did that, I know you talk about this in Mobile, how much does that junior year, not only the way you perform, but the way UC perform, continue to drive you your senior year and not through this draft process?
It drives you every day because the feeling of losing, going from two winning seasons, coming off of an undefeated season, losing, unfortunately losing in a bowl game, but coming off that and then just not even making a bowl game and just the whole season going to hell drove me and my teammates, and I know it drove Zach Kolaris nuts to lose. He hates to lose. We all hated to lose. Nobody likes to lose, but what does it really mean to you? And we all found out who really cared about it, and that's what we had to do. We had to develop some leadership, and myself, Zach, we all had to develop some leadership and learn how to take it to that next level. Not blame the season on the new coaching staff, blame it on ourselves, and take accountability for our actions.
What round do you expect to be drafted in?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm hearing good things, so we'll see. We'll see after I run. And
what do you expect to run?
I'm not going to say. I don't want to say nothing about that. You're going to have to watch it just like everybody else.
I've got the book that you guys gave your speech for. Did you give an estimated time or an actual?
I didn't give any time. People are just putting down what they think, and it's very wrong.
So you're faster than
yeah.
You're faster than what people think you are.
Yeah. Yeah. My athleticism is being challenged, and I can't wait to show people that it's not going to be a problem.
In terms of teams you've talked to, how many have you talked to?
I talked to Pittsburgh and Dallas last night, and then I got 6 more interviews tonight, and we'll see. I don't know who they're with. You just show up at the room, and you don't know who it's with. So.
Are you getting a sense that a lot of the teams are looking for versatile defensive linemen that can play in any kind of scheme?
Yeah. Especially the teams that like to run a 3-4. They keep asking me, can you do this on the outside? Well, can you do this on the inside? And I think I can do all the things they ask me to do. So I know I can do all the things they ask me to do. It's just the fact of convincing them that I can do it. So.
What was your official measurements when they...
6'5", 295.
About what you expected, huh?
Yeah.
tell me, you said you couldn't watch this film video from your junior season. Last year's games, you can watch those and feel a little better?
Yeah, because your resume's on film, and every snap counts, and they can always go back and watch them.
State defensive end, Jack Crawford.
I just tried to go as hard as and fast as I could.
But they're going to look at the most recent.
Exactly, which makes me happy, because I don't like that junior year. I really didn't. I'm a completely different player.
I read that you did some boxing to get yourself even quicker.
Yeah, get my hands and feet going at the same time. That's huge in a pass rush. It's all hand and feet, so that helped. Just staying and being in the best shape I could stay in. Learning to love training if you don't go to where you're done, you can't do any more, you're not getting better. So every time I train, I make sure I do it like that.
Cool. Thanks, Derek.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck.